Did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the U.S.? Well, it is, with over 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. Look, have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? I know, who needs woes and wasted weekends? Finding Fast Growing Trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure. It is a complete time saver. From fruit trees to houseplants, they've got it all, and it's delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And listeners to the President's Daily Brief can get an extra 15% off by using promo code PDB at checkout. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com and use promo code PDB at checkout.
It's December 5th. You're listening to the President's Daily Brief. I'm your host and former CIA officer, Brian Dean Wright. Your morning intel starts now. A good day to you, ladies and gentlemen. I've got three briefs for you this morning that are shaping America and the world. First, the United States and Europe just launched a new war against Russia, an economic war, and it may have a huge impact on your pocketbook. Second, China is starting to back off of its zero COVID policies. I'll explain why. Third, Joe Biden is looking to change his immigration policies on the southern border, and he's looking to Donald Trump, of all people, for inspiration. I'll share those surprising details. Later this morning, we close out the podcast with, well, some awesome news, if I can say so. The ad-free version of the PDB is finally here. I'll explain how you can listen every single day without a single ad. But before we get to that, we got to get started with this. The United States and Europe have just launched a new war against Russia, and it's all about oil. Now, before I get into why they're doing it, let's refresh our memories here with something that we probably have forgotten. Around 10% of the world's oil supply comes from Russia. And with that oil, Moscow has been able to fund lots of things, to include the weapons and the salaries of all the soldiers necessary to fight in Ukraine. Europe and the U.S. have long struggled with that, how to best sanction or limit the sale of that oil. Because if you pull too much out of the global marketplace, it'll likely cause a massive price hike. But if you pull too little out, then the sanctions, well, accomplish nothing. And that takes us to the new war, one that starts today, with a new set of rules adopted by the United States and Europe, forced, by the way, on the rest of the world. So here are those new rules, two of them specifically. First, if you want to buy any of Moscow's oil starting today, you cannot pay more than $60 a barrel. And if the market price ever dips below that, say to $50 a barrel, well, you're still going to have to pay 5% less than that. Second, let's say that you have an oil tanker and you want to transport Russian oil. Well, if you want to get insurance on that ship, then you have to follow that new rule of around $60 a barrel. But that begs a question. Why on earth would a ship owner follow that rule? Why are they invested in doing so? Well, as it turns out, the vast majority of the world's oil tankers are flagged either in Europe or they get their insurance from European insurance companies. And these insurance providers cannot issue a policy now unless you, the oil tank shipper, agree to the $60 or less rule. So there it is, two rules, fairly simple, right? Well, yes, but the real question is, will it work? Now, on that, nobody knows. This whole thing is an idea cooked up by the Biden administration and the U.S. Department of Treasury. It's never been tried before. Now, it's true that there have been oil sanctions before, but as noted by all sorts of oil analysts quoted by Reuters and Bloomberg and Newsweek, well, those other oil sanctions targeted the amount of oil produced, the volume. Nobody's ever tried to control the cost or the price paid for oil. Still, what we know this morning is that not everybody is happy with these new rules. As you probably guess, at the top of that list are the Russians. The spokesman for the Kremlin, Dmitry Peskov, said that, quote, "We will not accept this cap," end quote, adding that Moscow will not sell any of its oil to anyone following these new Western rules. Plus, Russia says they have a plan on defeating all of it. And here's how. Moscow has assembled what's being called a ghost fleet of at least 100 oil tankers that it both controls and that it will insure. Now, they're older ships, about 12, 15 years or so, and most were actually slated to be sent to the scrapyards in the next couple of years. But they're good enough for now, at least Moscow hopes. But even still, there's another problem for Russia, and maybe for you as a consumer. Energy analysts at the Rystad Energy Consultancy said that even with these 100 extra ships, Russia will still be short about 60 to 70 tankers that match the current output. So no matter what, exports of Russian oil are probably going to fall around 200,000 barrels a day. Ah, before I forget, there's also one other country that hates these new oil rules, and that is Ukraine. That country's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said on Friday that the oil cap at $60 a barrel is not a real solution to the problem. So here's the full quote from him. "I wouldn't call it a serious decision to set such a limit for Russian oil prices. That $60 price is quite comfortable for the budget of a terrorist state. It's only a matter of time before stronger tools will have to be used. So it's a pity that this time will be lost." For what it's worth, Zelensky wanted the oil price to be set at $30 a barrel, or half, in order to, quote, "destroy the enemy's economy quicker," end quote. But Biden and the rest of Europe said, nah, $60 is good. So let's get back to the big question here. What happens next, beyond the fact that nobody really knows? Well, to do that, let's pivot from facts and data to analysis and opinion. First, all eyes are now on China, India, and Turkey. Those countries, as PDB listeners might recall, are currently major buyers of Russian oil. So if they play along with these new rules, then Russia is in trouble, at least medium to long term. So I will absolutely be watching for their responses and their purchases very closely. Another thing to be watching for, cheaters. As listeners of the PDB know, countries in the Middle East and Asia have been secretly buying Russian oil for months now, to include swapping oil from ship to ship in the Atlantic Ocean, the Mediterranean, and the South China Sea. So I will be looking for a continuation of that cheating, as I'm sure my old spy friends will be as well. Finally, something else to look for, Russian retaliation. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has warned that these oil cap rules will have consequences. So, what could those be? Well, one thing that he could do is shut off one of the two last remaining natural gas pipelines to Europe. It actually runs through Ukraine, and it's currently operational. Putin could also retaliate by escalating sabotage operations or cyber attacks, either on Europe or the United States. We've seen some sabotage operations so far. You might recall, for instance, the ones in Germany on their rail system. We've also seen some cyber, but we'll see if it escalates. And if it does, I will keep you posted. Because as always, folks, desperate men do desperate things. And for Vladimir Putin and his Russia, that could mean escalation, with a very clear impact on your pocketbook and our global economy. I'll be watching because of the global implications, folks, and how important it is to you and your family. We'll circle back with you as soon as I learn more. Let's move on to our second brief this morning, and I'm going to go from Moscow to Beijing, where we've got an update on their war against a virus, COVID, to be specific. To refresh our memories here, China has adopted what's called a zero COVID policy for the past couple of years, meaning that even just a handful of cases can actually shut down an entire city or province. That has wreaked absolute havoc on their economy and caused social unrest, to include the shocking number of nationwide protests all last week. Well, it appears that the regime in Beijing is rethinking its zero COVID policy, and just a little bit anyway. So let me explain. On Wednesday of last week, China's vice premier, someone named Sun Chunlan, met with the national health officials and told them two key things. First, that the Omicron variant of COVID is less deadly than the original Wuhan or Delta strains. And second, China has vaccines that it manufactures, and that can prevent death for especially the elderly. So putting those two together, she said, that allows Beijing to embrace what's called a, quote, new stage and mission, end quote, regarding their war against COVID. So what does that mean, a new stage and mission? Well, here's what it's looking like. In the city of Urumqi, where the protests first erupted over a week ago now, officials will reopen malls, markets, restaurants, and other venues starting today. That ends some very strict lockdowns that had been ongoing for months. In cities like Shanghai, Shenzhen, Guangzhou, and Chengdu, they've all announced that you won't need a negative COVID test anymore to ride, say, public transportation or go to places like parks. Now, in Beijing, here's something that you might not know. Up until now, you had to register with the government if you wanted to buy cold or flu medicines for things like coughs and body aches and fever. The communists believed that if people were buying that stuff, they were probably trying to hide their COVID infections. Well, no longer do you now have to register. You can buy as much DayQuil as you want. Although, don't get too excited with your freedoms. If you live in Beijing, you still have to provide a negative COVID test from the past 48 hours if you want to do all sorts of things like visit a shopping center. Finally, I should note one thing that's really important to a lot of Chinese people. In various districts throughout the capital city, some people can now quarantine at home if they test positive for COVID. That's a change. In the past, they were rounded up and forcibly sent to quarantine camps throughout the country. So, all in all, what are we to make of this and why should we care? As always, let's switch from facts and data this morning to analysis and opinion. First, I think what's pretty clear here is that this is a sign that the government has heard and seen the protesters. Now, President Xi of China is not going to acknowledge it. That would be a sign of weakness, failure. But he and his goons saw it, and that made them nervous. Second, and with all due respect to the very brave protesters, what is demanding this change is frankly not the protests. Let me tell you what is. According to data from CNBC, U.S. manufacturing orders from China are now down 40% year over year. And that is jaw-dropping. And to give you a sense of how bad that is, consider this. CNBC is also reporting that Chinese factories across the country are going to shut down 2 weeks earlier than usual, all for the Chinese Lunar New Year celebrations. Plus, the volume of shipping containers moving out of China to the U.S. has also fallen off a cliff. From just August to November of this year, vessel volume from China to the U.S., something called vessel TEU, has declined 21%. In other words, folks, it's the economy. The communists know that their economy is taking a major gut punch because of their zero COVID policies. And now they're trying to carefully but clearly back out of them. But remember, they can't do this overnight. The communists in Beijing, especially President Xi, told their people that COVID was wildly dangerous. Plus, they told citizens that long COVID is not only real, but that it will eventually kill you and disable the entire nation. That's why there was and is such a scarlet letter of sorts on anyone who's gotten COVID in China. In other words, my friends, if you've stoked panic and hysteria, you don't just turn that off on a dime. And frankly, we see that in America too. There are people who to this day demand that we mask up and get booster after booster, endless boosters, or you can't participate in society. The point is that governments around the world who push COVID hysteria, well, they now have generations of people who are just stuck in it. And just like in China, those leaders now have to figure out how to first back out of their tyranny while not looking weak or inept, and second, somehow convince their followers to move on. So let's see how this goes in China and, frankly, in places like America. We will see which leaders can pull it off and which citizens refuse to let them. With that, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, one more critical piece of news for you. We'll be right back.
When looking at today's financial environment, it's clear that we're experiencing some concerning economic shifts that could impact your retirement savings. Stubborn inflation, soaring interest rates, we've got astronomical debt, which of course is still growing. These things could drain your savings of their value. Now, the good news is that there is a time-tested way to protect your financial future, and that's gold and silver. American Hartford Gold can ship physical precious metals right to your door, or you can store your precious metals in a tax and penalty-free gold IRA. American Hartford Gold can help shield your wealth from this economic turbulence. If you have retirement funds that you can't afford to lose, now is the time to call American Hartford Gold. They'll show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. With amazing customer service, top-tier products, and a buyback commitment, American Hartford Gold has earned a 5-star rating from thousands of reviews and an A-plus from the Better Business Bureau. Use the promo code PDB, and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first order. So call 866-292-2990 or text PDB to 998899. Again, that's 866-292-2990 or text PDB to 998899.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Welcome back to the PDB. I've got one more critical piece of news for you this morning. Joe Biden has an immigration problem, and he's looking to Donald Trump, of all people, for solutions. Here's that story. But first, let's refresh our memories on something. Of course, America's southern border has effectively collapsed. Since Joe Biden took office, border officials have made a record number of arrests, over 2.2 million illegals in just fiscal year 2022. And now, 2 months into the new fiscal year, records are again breaking for both arrests and gotaways. So despite statements by Joe Biden and his Department of Homeland Security, or DHS, well, the border is not secure. And that's not an opinion. The data show that that's just not true. It's not secure. And as it turns out, it appears that Biden and his DHS are now quietly acknowledging that it's not secure. According to reports from Axios and Reuters news service, and confirmed by folks with whom I've spoken, Joe Biden is looking to adopt new rules over the next 3 weeks to help stem this illegal tide. And here's the shocker. They're looking at 3 plans that are basically those used by former President Donald Trump, specifically on how to process asylum seekers. So some quick background here. The current law is that these illegals are supposed to seek asylum at the first safe country that they encounter after leaving their home country. In other words, if you leave Honduras seeking asylum, you must seek asylum in either Guatemala, Belize, or Mexico. But these folks aren't. They're just coming straight to America. And that's what makes them ultimately illegal. And that's what Joe Biden and his team now say that they want to fix, just like Trump did. And that takes us to the first proposed rule. Biden is now considering a regulation that quickly deports single adult asylum seekers. In other words, not families or those with kids. And they want to kick those people out because they violated the law. They failed to first seek asylum in Mexico or another country. All right, that takes us to new rule number 2. Joe Biden apparently wants to quickly process asylum screenings, even for families. Again, these are folks who end up in the Border Patrol custody. So why would Joe Biden want to do that, quickly process asylum screenings? Well, most asylum applications are rejected, anywhere from 60 to 80% of them, depending on the year and the administration. So if you speed up that process, knowing that most of them are going to go home anyway, well, you end up sending more people home faster without ever letting them in. Finally, new rule number 3. Biden and his team are considering the Trump policy of something called metering, which limits the number of migrants who can approach a port of entry to seek asylum in any given day. So those are the three ideas floating around amongst Biden's team, taken from largely President Trump. By the way, none of this is official, just all in the planning stages. When reporters from Axios and Reuters asked the Department of Homeland Security for comment, they said on Friday that there had been no official changes in U.S. policies, at least not yet. When these same reporters asked the Mexican government officials involved in this, well, they said no comment either. With that, let's quickly pivot to analysis and opinion on this one. When Joe Biden was running to defeat Donald Trump, Biden promised to undo what he called Trump's cruel and inhumane immigration policies. Biden at one point said that he would, quote, reassert America's commitment to asylum seekers and refugees, end quote. Well, here we are. The border has collapsed, and it turns out that Trump's policies were right, whether you like the man or not. By the way, if you're wondering why Biden is doing this, two likely reasons. First, another one of Trump's policies called Title 42 was ruled illegal and must come to an end in about 3 weeks. And when that happens, DHS officials forecast that the number of illegals is expected to double or even triple from their already record rates. And that leads to the second reason for, well, probably why Biden's doing this, his about face. Republicans are taking over the House of Representatives in January, and they've announced that they will launch investigations into this collapsed southern border, which, fair or not, Joe Biden is responsible for. So these new rules, perhaps a cynic might say, are not exactly about Biden's sudden love of border security. They're not really about principle. Instead, they're a way of managing the Republican investigations to come, and probably to lessen the public outrage that will likely follow. That's my opinion, anyway. But as ever, I leave it up to you to decide. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we conclude your morning brief. But as always, I've got one more thing before I let you go. We'll be right back.
Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take $20. $20 barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just $20 a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value, Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Pure Talk supports our military and veterans, and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/Baker and make the switch today, so maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries, and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/Baker. Mike Baker here. When I say the word preparedness, what do you think of? What? Preppers? Doomsday bunkers? Well, the reality is, being prepared for any number of problems or difficulties should be a concern for everyone. You're out hiking or you're camping and you become ill or get injured. The power maybe goes out, the roads are closed, and you've got a child or elderly person at home who gets sick and needs treatment. Or your college student is away at university and gets sick. Maybe you're on holiday somewhere exotic and fun, and your trip is suddenly threatened due to illness. Now you see what I'm getting at. Being prepared for a medical emergency is just being smart. Introducing the Jase Case, Jase, J-A-S-E, your personalized emergency medication kit with 5 essential antibiotics addressing common and deadly bacterial infections. Doctor created and recommended, it ensures that you're ready for any emergency. And getting a Jase Case is simple. Look, I've done it, and seriously, it could not be any easier. It took no time at all, and the case arrived in days. Just fill out the online form at jasemedical.com. From online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery, ongoing consultation and care, Jace handles it all. Visit jacemedical.com and use code Mike, that's M-I-K-E, just like you probably thought, at checkout for an exclusive discount on your order. Again, that's jacemedical.com and use code Mike. Don't wait until it's too late.
Welcome back to the PDB, folks. I've got one more thing before I let you go. The PDB has been around now for, you know, give or take 8 months. And since the very beginning, quite a few of you have asked for an ad-free version of the podcast. Well, the time has arrived. I am super excited to announce that as of today, you can listen to the PDB without ads. So here are the details, starting with something that you might not know. Most Americans download their podcasts on the Spotify platform, but for whatever reason, that's not true of the PDB. About 60% of you, that's 60%, listen to the PDB on Apple. So my partners at The First said to me, all right, let's set this ad-free version up on Apple initially. And if you all, listeners, respond, then we'll expand out to Spotify and other platforms too. So that's the challenge and the opportunity. We're going to start our ad-free experience on Apple and then see what happens. So for folks who either use the Apple podcast platform, or if you would be willing to switch and do so, here's how you can sign up for this ad-free version of the PDB. First, go to the Apple podcast app or download it on apple.com. Once you do, inside the app, I want you to search for the President's Daily Brief. Then once you've got that pulled up, you're going to see a little gray box that says PDB Plus. And then you're going to see a little button that reads Try Free. So you click on the Try Free button and sign up. It's pretty easy. And if you stick with it, the ad-free version of the PDB costs $4.99 a month, or a little bit less if you sign up for a year. Now, one last thing. If you subscribe, the exclusive benefit that you will get for now is an ad-free experience. But for me, there's another goal. The more folks like you that subscribe this way by paying $4.99 a month, well, the faster that I can add some folks to help me research and write more in-depth news. So let me just tell you about a couple of ideas that I have. So first, there's this little island called Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean. And there's something happening there that could have a profound impact in our battle against China. And I have a pretty good sense of the story. I just need the resources to hire somebody to dig into it. Because as of this moment, I'm mostly a one-man band when it comes to research and writing. Now, I also want to do a Saturday or an afternoon podcast. And the reason has to do with the actual President's Daily Brief. You see, when the actual president hears something that's really important during the actual PDB, they ask for a follow-up. It's called a deep dive or an expert brief. So I'd like to provide that to you all, either with me delivering the brief or interviewing an expert. And maybe that person would even disagree with my analysis. And if so, great. We'll have a debate and we'll all learn from it and grow from it. But fair, I'm getting ahead of myself. For now, the exclusive benefit is giving you an ad-free experience for $4.99 a month. So if that alone is compelling, no ads for $5, then please use the app on Apple and subscribe. Again, search for the President's Daily Brief in that app. Look for the little gray box that says PDB Plus and then click on Try Free. And remember, if enough of you do, my partners at The First will see how awesome this PDB family has become, and we will expand to other platforms like Spotify. But more importantly, though, I'll eventually be able to expand the value that you all have come to expect. New stories from around the world and around the United States, all of which make us, I don't know, a little bit more aware, maybe a little bit smarter. And here's my personal goal. A lot better prepared to both lead our families and our countries at a time when, frankly, the world around us needs much better leadership that truly cares about the working man and the working woman. So folks, thank you truly for becoming a paid subscriber of the PDB if your heart and wallet allow. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes your morning brief. As always, we close out the show reminding each other of why we are here. talking about our country and our world. It's the creed of every good spy and every smart American. It's from John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.